We're learning Masech, the Sugga Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hichich es a sichuch min estefanei shleishet tvachim sula. If let's say you have a sukkah and the fanes a distance from the skach, three tvachim, it's possible. It's only when it's within three tvachim and you say lavud, you have mechitza smuchas a skach. Then it goes on, if there's skach possible between the mechitzas and the skach, then the shir psul is dal ramis because of daifin akuma. And Rashi says, Mikanani Aimer Umafarish, from here I always say and I always explain that what does it mean daifin akuma? Daifin akuma means the crooked wall means that the skach itself becomes a chelag of the wall. It's like it's part of the wall. Instead of the wall going up vertically, the wall bends and goes horizontally. And the schach pasul is a chelik of the wall. And you can't say, Zok Rashi, that the pshat is stam, you bend the wall, kiyul the wall is bent underneath the schach, nothing to do with the schach pasul. Because what will be the difference between aver and schach pasul? If what you're doing is you're bending the wall to be next to the schach, so why would you only bend it by schach pasul? By aver we say, three tfachim is already a problem, and by Schach Pasul, we say you have Dal and Amis. If you can bend the wall Dal and Amis to be underneath the Schach Kosher, what's the difference? Is this Schach Pasul and Avas? They affect Rashi. So Mele must be, you don't bend the wall. The Schach itself becomes a chelik of the wall. The wall is bent, not that you do anything to the wall. You just make that the Schach should be considered part of the wall. That's the Deifin Akuma, that's the bent wall. That's Shaitin Rashi. Now, the Ridva and the Ran and the Me'iri all hold that way. On the Avdalad Baker, Rashi already says this on the Avdalad, and the Ridva and the Ran and Me'iri hold that way. So the Rishayim hold like Rashi. The Rambam also is pretty much furish that way. The Rambam says that if it's less than 4 Amis, Bachas Bekan Royan Kilo Akaisel Nekam, is look at the wall that bent. But he says more than that, the Choshev Zeha Schach Apostle Miguf Akaisel Ukshera. He doesn't just say the wall bends, which could imply that the wall bends to be under the Schach. He says clearly, v'choshev zeh haschach pasul, the schach pasul is considered to be meguf hakaisel, mamish like Rashi's maskana. Now who holds of the pirish that Rashi says no? Well, Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon says it. We have it on the side of the Gemara in Erevin Avdal and Abbeis, where the Gemara says, ki yasai hilchasel, the good love of the daifin akuma. He says, daifin akuma is a fereshes of agrishin the sukkah, bayish and nifchas, he goes, says our whole Mishnah. That sounds like, stam, you take the kaisel and you put it kilu with samuch eschach. He doesn't say anything about the schach puzzle becoming a chelik and a daifin. It sounds like the first pshat, the pshat that Rashi says isn't correct. Now Rashi had a kasha, why would Avah be different than schach puzzle? I saw the base mayor in Simon Tafresh Lama base. He wants to say the tur also holds like this pirish. The Rashi is Shel, he says, not so shver. You can say that's Xeris Sakasav, that by Avir, even a hefsig of Gimel Tvacha makes that we're not going to bend the wall, but by Skach Puzzle, we'll bend it as long as it's 4 Amis. Or you can say it's a Svara, by Avir, you see it more Mufsuk, because you see the actual open air that's above the hefsig Avir, you see the sky, that makes more of a hefsig, it's more Mufsuk that way, and merely you can't move the Daifin over. It's interesting that the Ridva, very clearly, and the Ran also seems that way, they read Rashi and Avdalah and Aleph. The Rashi that they had was saying this pshat that Rashi says is not correct. That by the Etztaba, that it says, when you have the Etztaba Minatzad, and the Yesh Misasa Etztaba L'Kaisel Dal and Amis Psul of Imlav Ksheira, because of Daifin Akuma, they learned the Rashi because you just move over the Daifin to the Etztaba. Not that you're making the schach a chelik of the daifin. And they ask the kasha, like Rashi's kasha, if you're moving over the daifin, what's the difference if it's schach pasul or it's aver? It's interesting, by us in Rashi, it says like Rashi here, the Aruch Lener says that apparently there was a madura kama in Rashi that had this pirish. And as when Rashi says, mikanani ayimu mefarish, that's a madura tinyana. There was a madura kama in Rashi that he said the original pirish. Could be his rabbein had learned Daifin Akuma like the Pirish is being Shailul, that's not the Daifin bends over. But Rashi had this Kasha, so why wouldn't you say it by Avir? So Rashi says his own Pshat, but could be originally Rashi wrote over the original Pshat, which we have in Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, that the Kaislu bends over. This is Al Kapanim, what the Ridva and the Ran quote Rashi. Now it's interesting, we quoted the Rambam, it's in Perek Hey Alocha Yedalin, that says, Legami Schach Apostle, like we said, V'yachashiv Zeh Schach Apostle Megufa Kaisu Luxera, Mamish like this Pirish of the Maskana of Rashi. But the Rambam by Itztabo, when he says that Pachas Ben Amis Kshera, he says, U'ki'ilu ha-mechitzas negis v'itztabo, it's like the mechitzas are touching the Itztabo, V'rei min ha-itztabo v'anasichik Pachas me'ashrim amo. So he doesn't say anything about the schach being a chelik of the daifin. He just says the mechitzah is like a touching the itzdaba. So the Kasamisha says this is mashma like the first pshat in Rashi, that the kaisel itself bends, not that the schach becomes a chelik of the kaisel. So he was claring to say, and this maybe would stim in Rashi, if we have that Rashi in Navdal, not the Rashi we have, he was claring to say that by the case of itzdaba, it's lamal michaf, there the kaisel moves over, and by the case of Schach Pasul, there the Schach Pasul becomes a chelik of the Deifin. But he says, the Maisa is not Mistabula Maskana, that there should be two different Deifin Akumis. He says here also he means that the Schach becomes a Deifin, he just didn't explain it fully here. Now the Ran and the Ridvan Daf Dalid saying, is there any nafkamina lahalacha between saying that the Schach becomes a Deifin, or that the Deifin moves over? So this is what they say, the Ran and the Dva say, that Benigeya, if it's Schach Pasul, it makes no difference if the Schach becomes a Deifin or the Deifin moves over. Either way, the part that's underneath the Schach Pasul is going to be Pasul anyway. But if it's Lamala Michav, so then they say there could be an Afgamina. Because if you're going to say the Schach becomes a Deifin, then it's Pasha, you won't be able to sit under the Schach. You know, we had over there, when you have the etzdaba be'emtza, we don't have to come out the day for akuma. So on the etzdaba is less than chav. Rashi said the whole sukkah is kasher, because you say basle etzim nesukkah nidin kesukkah. How about when the etzdaba is minatzad? You have a sukkah that's lamala michav ama. If you have etzdaba be'emtza, meaning that it's along the day for emtza, it's along the middle wall, and it has to be defanes, and it has a hechsher sukkah, so then the etzdaba is of course kasher. It has three defanes and it's less than chaf. And Rashi says the whole sukkah becomes kasher because pesel yetsim in a sukkah needn't kasukkah. When you have the etzdabim in a tzad, it only has two walls, and then it's kasher if it's within four amis of the other side. So if you say that the schach becomes a daifin, like Rashi's maskana, of course you won't be able to sit in that part because it's not only above chaf, it's a daifin. If it's a daifin, it's not part of the sukkah. But if you say that the daifin moves over and becomes a chelik of the schach, so that means the schach there is not a daifin. So maybe you would be able to sit under that schach. That's what the Ritva and the Ran say. And then the Ran says another nafkamina, which I want to speak about now in Barichus. He says, Lufishit dezu, meaning, he's saying, Tu pshat de medaifin akuma. The first pshat he quotes Rashi and Avdalanam and Aleph, which we don't have, that the wall stam moves over to the schach. And the second shant, that the schach itself becomes a chelik of the wall. So he says, Lefishi dezu, the pshat that the schach itself becomes a chelik of the wall. So the only case of daifin akumu would be is when the defanis are megiyas l'schach, when the defanis go all the way up to the wall. If ain't a defanis megiyas l'schach, he won't be able to say daifin akumu. As Isaac the Rambam milim ksaras. If the pshat is the wall moves over, so it can move over either way. But if the pshat, the schach becomes a chelik of the wall, the schach can't become a chelik of the wall unless the wall reaches the schach. Now the tur in Siman Tav Resh Lamed Beis says clearly not the way. He says, Dvar Mufarashim, Afilu Eina Daifin Ala Yutvachim, V'agag Gavayim Menu Harbei. It still works. Shanu Rayin Hadaifin Kilo Oila Adamala, So it's a machlokes, the Ran and the Tur. The Ran says clearly, that the schach itself becomes a daifin, that would only work when the daifin reaches the schach. And the Tur says, no, even if the daifin is low, but we look at the daifin kilu went above, and then you'll say daifin akuma. Now the Magen Avraham and the Bach both bring the Ran that argues on the Tur, that says not like the Tur, and the Machma like the Ran. They say he won't be able to say Deifin Akuma unless the wall reaches the schach. But the Taz and Eli Rabba hold like the Tur. They hold that when you have a Deifin that's not Megil Eschach, you say Ganasik. And you see, Ki'ilu the Deifin reaches the schach. What could possibly be the problem? The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis Sivkan Dalet, he brings the Ran, the Stam, he brings the Torah b'shem Yesh Emrim. He says the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, not like the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch is mashma like the Ran, that the walls have to reach the Skach. He brings the Torah b'shem Yesh Emrim, like we said, the Magen Avraham and Bach HaMachmir, the Tazel Rabba Mekel. But he says that if the walls within three Tvachim of the Skach, then it could work, L'kuli Alma. In Siman Tov Reish Lamed Gimel, there he stops, says, Vada, that you only say Daif and Akuma when the wall reaches the Skach Pasel, otherwise you don't say Daif and Akuma, it doesn't bring any other sheet to there, it's very interesting. So this could come up Negeya when you have an overhang, and the walls of the Sukkah don't reach the overhang, and you won't be able to say Daif and Akuma because the walls aren't reaching the... If the walls, I mean, if you have Skach Kosher under the overhang which the wall reaches, Avada, that Skach Kosher is like Gora from Skach Pasel, you'll be able to say Daif and Akuma. But if you leave it as space, and the walls don't reach the overhang, you wouldn't be able to say Daif and Akuma. Now, there's a big shaila on the Ran. Why can't you say good Asik, and see the wall, Ki'ilu it reached the Skach, and then from there say Daif and Akuma? Why not? As a fact, it has. So there's a Mayritik Ishtikl from Rabbi Kvega, it's on the Shulchan Aruch and also in the Tshuva Simin Yud Beis. And he says, this is say that the Ran holds, you don't say two Allah HaLameshim Messinais together. And he brings a different Ran, he says is that the Ran is going L'shitasei. We'll have a Gemara later, on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, that says, Ein Lovid Be'emtza. Right? In our Gemara we have that Avir, both Menatzad and Be'emtza is placed for Shleish Tzvachim. Anything less than Shleish Tzvachim, you say Lovid. But we're going to have Beis Hashem and Afid Chesi Shita, which is Ein Lovid Be'emtza. That means if you have even a Mashu of Adir being Chaylik Yisuka, then it's a problem because Be'emtza, there was no halacha of Lovid. We don't pass in that way. We pass in three Tvachim. But according to the Shita, even a Mashu of Adir is a problem. Like Taisa says, the Adir is going to have to go from one end of the Sukkah to the other and be Chaylik the Sukkah. Ba'ifin that you don't have three mechitzas on either side of the avir. Derech mashal, it's going from the Deifinim Tzai all the way to the Tzad Revi of the Sukkah to the open side. And on either side of the avir, you don't have three mechitzas. But we paskin, if it's less than three tvachim, you say love it, so it's one Sukkah. But there's a mandiyama, ain't loved be'emtza, and it's considered a problem, it's mafsik the Sukkah, even if it's less than three tvachim. So Zakhtar ran the following. According to that man, the Yom of Ein Lovid Be'emtza, let's say you have three Tvachim in Atzad. Three Tvachim is a psul. You have three Tvachim in Atzad. And you want to be memayit those three Tvachim. You want to be memayit, you can memayit it with Skach Pasul, Skach Kasher, whatever you do it. You want to be memayit this Skach Pasul. So Zakhtar ran, it's up to Yeshikul Chesh Ben Gemara, but Zakhtar ran, if you put the miut on the side of the Skach Kasher, right, you have the wall, and then you have a three tefachim space, and then you have the schach kasher. If you put the miyat on the side of the schach kasher, so good, now you say love it, because that's not be'emtza, that's minatzad. But if you put the miyat on the side of the wall, so it would be a problem, because now the love is be'emtza, right? L'chair is simple. If the din is on the side, right next to the wall, you have three tefachim, but be'emtza you don't. So if you have three tefachim on the side, and you put the miyat on the side of the wall, so now the space is be'emtza. So now you wouldn't say lovet. The only way to make a lesson to Yitvachim is you have to make a lesson to Yitvachim from the side of the strach. And memela, the space is starting from the mechitza, there you say lovet. But if you have some strach puzzle on the side of the wall, so where is the hefsik starting from? It's in be'emtza already. In be'emtza you don't say lovet. So zak deran, the loy tema, even the prachas medal namis amin and daifin akuma, safilu kimiyatu mea daifin havle lovet minatzad, the loy amin and daifin akuma velovet kihadadi. Don't tell me no. It's minatzad. Because I have four amis to put schach pasul, and it still be called daifin. So I could say daifin akuma, and then it'll be minatzad. Zak deran, also bemilim sarim, loy aminan, Daifin akuma v'lovet b'hadi adadi. You don't say daifin akuma and love it together. As Dr. B'Kreg, I'm going to tell you Pshan in the Ran. The Ran is saying that you can't say two hilchuses. You can't say love it and daifin akuma together. And like he's telling it to who adin, you can't say good asik and daifin akuma together. But the insight is you could say two hilchuses if one hilchus doesn't need the other one. If you have two independent halachos of Sinai, that you need both of them to be makshir the sukkah, but each one could be set on its own. You granted need both of them, otherwise the sukkah is possible. But you have both, and each one could be set on its own, then there's no problem with trei hilchusas. When is there a problem with trei hilchusas? When you can't save the second one until you first save the first one. They're not independent. L'mashal. The case of Lavid Be'emtsa that the Ran brings. So you want, right now you have a problem, you can't say Lavid at all. Ain't Lavid Be'emtsa. If you're going to say Daifin Akuma, that will make it not Be'emtsa. The Daifin Akuma will make it not Be'emtsa. So are you saying Daifin Akuma, then you'll have a Rishus to say Lavid. But before the Daifin Akuma, there is no Lavid. So you can't do that. Since the only love is going to come on Yedei Daifin Akuma, a hilchasa that's dependent on another hilchasa can't be said. And the same thing which the Ran here, on Dav Dalid, that we said, that you can't say Gur Asik to say Daifin Akuma. Because until you say Gur Asik, there is no Daifin Akuma. There's a Hefsik. What are you going to tell me? I could say Gur Asik, and then I'll have a Daifin Akuma. So the Daifin Akuma is dependent on the Gunasik. Just like the love of Bamsa there, the love is dependent on the Daifin Akuma. Here the Daifin Akuma is dependent on the Gunasik. Can't do that. So he says, this is what he wants to say. If you have space, less than 3 tefachim between the wall and the Schach Pasol, and then you have Schach Pasol less than 4 amos, that would be Pasol. Because again, the Daifin Akuma could only be said after the Lavud. Just like the Mandiyam of Ein Lavud Ben, so you have a Lavud that can only be said after a Daifin Akuma doesn't work. Here, Lahalacha, we pass in Yesh Lavud Ben. But the problem here is, and the Lavud's been atzad, but here, in order to say Daifin Akuma, you have to first say Lavud, that won't work. Masha'en came, let's say I would have the Lavud on the other side of the Schach Basel. When you're going from the wall, you first would have less than 4 amos of a Schach Basel, and then less than 3 tefachim of Avir. That would be good. Because the Lavud doesn't need the Daifin Akuma. The Lavud is Lavud. I could say Lavud between the Schach Kasher and the Schach Basel. The Daifin Akuma doesn't need the Lavud. The Daifin Akuma is Daifin Akuma. I could say Daifin Akuma because I have a Daifin Akuma here. I grant it won't have a Kasher or Sukkah without both Dinim. But each din works independently. The Daifin Akuma doesn't need the Lavud. The Lavud doesn't need the Daifin Akuma. The Daifin Akuma could be said first and then the Lavud. The Lavud could be said first and then the Daifin Akuma. I happen to need both. That's fine. That's the Chayim Mefurish in Agamara. That when you have Dalan Amis, less than Dalan Amis of Schach Basel, less than Gimel Tvachim of Avir, it's not Mitztarif. And it's kosher. Why you say Daifin Akuma on the Schach Basel, and you say Lavud on the Avir, and it's good. But if the Avir would be on the other side, if the Avir would be between the Daifin and the Schach Basel, so then you don't have a Daifin Akuma. The first will get the Daifin Akuma after the Lavud. That's a problem with Trei Hilchasa. So that should be Kivege Shtikul Teirim. That the Pshat in the Ran is the Ran L'shitasa. Why does the Ran say that I cannot say Daifin Akuma if the Mechitzas and Amigiyas of Schach, what happened to Gur Asik? A Daifin Akuma which needs a Gur Asik, a Hilchus of Daifin Akuma which needs first the Hilchus of Gur Asik doesn't work. Just like he says, I can't say Daifin Akuma to make the Avir Minatzad and then say Yesh Lavud Minatzad. That does like the Ran. If you hold Ein Lavud Be'emtsa, and you have first Schach Pasul, and then you have Avir, it won't work. Why don't you say Daifin Akuma now the Lavud's Minatzad? The Teretz is because the Lavud needs the Daifin Akuma. Layamina Lavud and Daifin Akuma together. Masha'en Kain, L'didon, that we say that the Lavud is, we do say Lavud Bensa. So the effect, if the Lavud would be on the other side of the Daifin Akuma, so you'd be able to say it. Because the Daifin Akuma is on its own, the Lavud is on its own. If the Lavud is on the side of the Daifin, so the Daifin Akuma needs the Lavud, you won't be able to say it. But the Rikvega says, Vemela having a Valma Gekasha. There's a Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tavresh Laman Siftes, Lagambe, E Mechitzis. Till now we're talking about Mechitzis, E Megiyas Schach, and Schach Pasol. Do we say Daifin Akuma with Mechitzis, E Megiyas Schach? What about Mechitza She'em Megiyas Eschach and Avir? There's a Shulchan Aruch HaTur and a Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tziv Tes that when you have mechitzas and anam megiyas l'schach, and the schach is not exactly above the mechitzas within three tvachim, it's kosher. So Rabbi Kvega says, but according to Ran, it should be possible. Just like the Ran says, if I can't say lovud without daifin akuma, if it's a lovud be'emtsin tilu daifin akuma, I can't say lovud, that lovud won't work if I need a daifin akuma first. Just like the Ran says, if I can't say daifin akuma till I have a good achis, till I have a good asik, it won't be a daifin akuma till I say good asik first, it doesn't work. Here also, I can't say lovud until the good asik. I mean, the Torah would be l'shitasei. The Torah says you could say g'rasik and daif and akuma. Who wouldn't you could say g'rasik and love it? But the Beis Yosef, why doesn't he bring the Ran? The Ran holds not that way. And he says it's even more shver than the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings the Ran l'halacha by daif and akuma. And he says you don't say daif and akuma when the mechitzas and am negiyas l'schach. And the Magen Avraham says nothing on the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tziv Tes that says that when the mechitzas and am negiyas l'schach, and the schach are within three tefachim, it's good, according to the Ran, just like you don't say daif and akuma and gadasik, who would then not say lovin and gadasik? Because the lovin needs the gadasik to happen first. I mean, this is really shred in the Mishnah Berurah too. Like we said, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, and in one place even seisim, that you don't say daif and akuma without mechitzas megiyas l'schach. But by lovin, he says no such thing. The Shulchan Aruch is clear, Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tziv Tes, clear Shulchan Aruch, that as long as, even if the mechitzas are not megiyas l'schach, and the schach are not directly under the mechitzah, they're within three tefachim of the mechitzah, it's kosher. Vayisis, you say gadasik and lovud. What's the difference, gadasik and daif and akuma that you don't say, and gadasik and lovud that you do say? Azay b'emes infect the taz. The taz, who's trying to say like, the taz who holds, like we said before, like the Torah, that you do say gadasik and daif and akuma, he brings a raya from Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tziv Tes. You see, you say gadasik and lovud, why shouldn't you say gadasik and daif and akuma? He argues on the Ran. But the Magen Avraham and the Bach, they bring the Ran, why don't they bring the Ran in Siman Tav Reish Lamed, legabe mechitzis and avir? Now the emes is, in the Chiddush of Ben Chaim Alev El Rambam Milchasuka Perakei Halacha Chafalef, in the middle of the Shtikl, in the paragraph that starts Al Kain Hanira, he brings the Rambam in Hilchas Sukkah that's Kamat Bar, Kamat Klar, like Rabbi Kivega. He says like this, Hayu Defanis Devukas La'aretz. If let's say the Defanis are on the ground, V'loi Hayu Megiyas L'schach, and they didn't reach the Schach, and V'loi Yisla'aretz Yudfachim, Afa Pishu Nechaikim and Agar Kama Amis K'sher. Right? That's the Mishnah earlier. The Shalshul Defanis Vimata L'mala, as soon as it goes Yudfachim, it's K'sher. Only if they're mechuvin, they're exactly under the sasagag. It's clear that within three tvachim doesn't work. That's how Chaim learns the Rambam. And he learns Erech like Rabbi Kvega, that you're not going to say, since you need the ganasik for the lovud, you don't say lovud if you need the ganasik for the lovud. So Rabbi Kvega is blinding shver that the Magen Avraham and even the Meshmaiz of the Shulchan Aruch maybe, that says that for Daif and Akum you need Mechitzis Megiyas L'schach, and for Lovud, the Shulchan Aruch is clear, you don't need Mechitzis Megiyas L'schach, and there's no Magen Avraham, and even the Mishnah Berurah, by Daif and Akum he's Machmet, and by Avir he doesn't say anything. He's Mekel. The Shulchan Aruch is Mefurish Mekel. What's the Pshat? What's the Chilik? So Kama Achreinim are Mechalik between Daif and Akum and Lovud. The Rebbe the Bekuri Yankov, Siman Tav Reish Lamed Beis of Cotton Beis, he wants to answer the Taz's Kasha, but Daif and Akuma is a din. You can't say, it's not Pshat, you can't say Tre Hilchas. There's no such rule. There's no such rule that you can't say two Hilchas. When one Hilchas is Tolly and another, you don't say. That's not Pshat in the Ran. The Pshat in the Ran is Daif and Akuma, you can't say if there's a Hefzik between the Daif and the Schach. He doesn't explain fully why is there a Hefzik. Why don't you say Ganasik? But the Emek Bracha says the same thing. The Emek Bracha in Sukkah Ay Zayin, he also, Dingzachan of Kvegi says, the Ran never says anything about Trei Hilchasi. The Ran just says that you don't say Daif and Akuma when it's not Megiyas L'schach. Why? Because it has to be one Daifin. You gotta have one Daifin. The Daifin and the Schach have to meld together into one Daifin. They have to be Mechubah together. You can't stop make a schach into a daifin if it's a hefsek between it and the daifin. Ah, you say gerasik. He says gerasik means you see ki'ilu the mechitzas ve'ilamala, but lamaisa it's not. Sounds like for this daifin akuma you need something mamashes dik. I think the chazish means it's also the chazish also argues on a mikveges interpretation of the Ran. He says there's no such you say. They don't say chayilchasi. He brings a lot of rayas. It's in Siman Ayin Zayin Sifkat and Zayin. He says, "Ein l'damas halacha zulazu." By Deifin Akuma, it doesn't work if the Defanis are not Megiyas. Now, we mentioned in the previous shir a word from the Stifler. And the Stifler wants to say in Bisla, more of a Knech. They're saying, Be'etzim you'd say Gerasik, but Gerasik is not working for Deifin Akuma. Deifin Akuma needs something more. The Stifler was saying that Bechlal, Mechitza Sukkah don't work with Gerasik. If you could make a Mechitza Sukkah out of a Gerasik, then maybe Enechinam, you'd have a good kasha. Why can't the Ganasik be a chibur between the Mechitza and the Schach? Why can't that be called one big daifin with the Ganasik? But Mechitza Sukkah don't work with the Ganasik, he says. He brought over, we said this in the previous year. The Ran says, if you hold that al smasa gag, you also don't say Ganasik. So Kumdeshi Mechal don't say Ganasik by Sukkah, only by Shabbos. The Hilchus of good love and a daifin akuma, the good is only for Shabbos. So, the Pnei Yeshua asks, what do you mean? When you have Mechitza Shem, the Giyas Eschach, then you say Gerasik. It's not a problem, Mechitza Karis, then you say Gerasik by Sukkah. So we said the Shtikl, the advice is the Ran holds, that it's not Gerasik. Stop. You never say Gerasik by Sukkah, because you need Mamash to get Mechitza for Sukkah altogether. Why does it work by Em, the Giyas Eschach? Because who says the Mechitza have to touch the Eschach? They can't be distance in Meshach from the Eschach, but in height, they don't have to touch the Eschach. Not that they consider it. Oh, so if that's the pshat by Sukkah, it's not considered touching the schach. There's nothing to do with Chayilchasa. Well, let me say Gerasik. Gerasik b'chol doesn't work by Sukkah. Not a Mechitza Sukkah b'chol. Now, Hashem came for Lovud, the Maisa, the Gerasik would work to be able to, you should say Lovud. That was a stifle shtickle. Now, how do we learn, if you do say Chayilchasa, how do we learn the Ran about Ein Lovud b'Emtzer? Because they brought that Ran that says that you don't say Deifin Akuma and Lovud b'Hadde Hadadi. That if you hold Ein Lovud b'Emtza, then if the schach puzzle is on the side of the daifin and the space is on the side of the schach kasher, it doesn't work because Ein Lovud b'Emtza. Why don't you say daifin akuma? Because you don't say daifin akuma v'lovud b'hadde adadi. So the Emek Bracha says of Zavart that you only say daifin akuma when the daifin akuma could be the daifin of the sukkah. But here, in order to make it a daifin of a sukkah, you're going to have to turn the aver into aver min atzad, then it won't work. Doesn't explain so well. So it's not a rule that you never say beis hilchasis. It's right that din and daifin akuma is only when I see it as a daifin of a sukkah, without having to turn the aver into aver min atzad. But if you need to turn the aver min atzad, then you don't say it. And the stifler says a little bit better. He says, you say the davar is, although his chat is not so, it's not so medik in the words of the Ram, but the svar is a geshmak is svar. He says, what does it mean, Ein Lovud b'Emtza? Ein Lovud b'Emtza means that Lovud wasn't said by Gagis, only by Mechitzas. Lovud is a din in the Mechitzas, not in Gag. That's a din of Ein Lovud b'Emtza. Now, when you have the space minatzad between the Mechitzah and the Schach, I don't have to say Lovud for the Gag. The Mechitzah, I could look at it as being three tvachim over. I could look mitzad the Mechitzah, that there's no space between the mechitza and the schach. But that's a lovud in the mechitza. But once it's be'emtza, we're not making a mechitza next to the schach. We're making the schach next to the schach. That's called lovud be'emtza. Lovud be'emtza, what it means, you don't say lovud in the middle. The middle of what? You don't say lovud in the middle means you don't say lovud by a roof. You say lovud by a wall, not by a roof. Now, when there's a space between the wall and the roof on the side, so that the lovud of the wall could make that lovud. That's not called lovud of a gag. That's called lovud of a mechitza. But when it's bent, it's called lovud of a gag. Tying it there, so daifin akuma is not going to help you for that. Daifin akuma tells you it's a daifin, but it's still vertical. I mean, it's still horizontal. It's still not vertical. It's still a gag. It's not a mechitza, like Sifa says. It's a daifin, but it's not a mechitza. You're saying that part of the gag becomes the daifin. The daifin doesn't have to be the mechitza. The daifin can include the gag, but it's still gag. Lagabe ein lovud be'emtza, I'm going to still call it gag. So male, there'll still be a chesed of ein lovud be'emtza. That's how the stifler wants to live.